Well, it's offering time. Let's stand up, amen. What's so good about offering time? We get to praise God by giving Him what He's given to us. You know, so many times we think that everything that we have really belongs to us, but the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, or everything in the earth is the Lord's. Every last thing. So we are stewards of what God has, and He allows us to use it, and we honor Him by giving a portion of that back to Him. Really, it's all His anyway. But we show our love and appreciation for God by giving whatever He's given you. You should give, amen. This is praise and worship time, and this is just a way you love on God. The Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So it's not about how much, it's about your heart, and your heart will be proven by your actions. So let's just stand up, and when you have it ready, just raise it up. Lord, we thank You for this opportunity to love You and to show You our gratitude for all the blessings that You've been pouring out in our lives by giving back just a small portion of that to You, Father. Lord, we thank You that as we do, that You are multiplying and You are stretching it, Father, and You are increasing it, and it is causing Your kingdom to be spread around this world so that we can all go home in Jesus' name. We thank You that everything that goes in this plate will produce lasting fruit that will remain forever, and that everyone that gives tonight would be counted worthy at the end, Father, for doing something for You. I thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name, and I ask You to bless it. Amen. You can bring it up.
What happened, Jason? Praise the Lord. Isn't He good? Why don't you find three people and give them a hug? Is that all right? Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you, brother. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Oh, did they win? Amen. Isn't God a good God? What did He say? You're still blown away about that, aren't you? He's still. Nah. It hasn't sunk in yet. Amen. God really can do everything, can He? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. Isn't God doing a good thing? Say, this is the season where God will do great things. Amen. Everybody stretch your hand to somebody, and I want you to put your hand on their back. Just find yourself a partner someplace. Isn't it good to see Gloria back in church? Amen. put your hand on somebody's back, and I want you to speak this to them right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Say, you hold on and be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You stand strong until you receive the manifestation of the blessing of the Lord. You will not give out, nor will you give in, but you'll overcome in every single area of your life. So be ye encouraged right now in Jesus' name. Be full of the Spirit of God. Be full of grace and celebrate now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, no more fear. Say, no, absolutely no fear. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. Ooh, God gonna do just what He said. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from all fear. Isn't that a good verse? But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from all fear. Look at somebody and say, absolutely no fear. Say it one more time. Absolutely no fear. Praise God. While everybody else is pulling out their hair and biting their nails, amen, you don't have to go there, amen. All you have to do is hear the word of the Lord, and it will make your fear go away. I tell you what, when you listen to the devil, you listen to the devil and to the negative report, to the wrong side, I mean, you're ready to, you know, to jump off a bridge someplace. But when you hear the word of God, amen, you can tell what, you know what, your fear will go away, amen. There's absolutely no fear. Why don't you go here real quick? Also go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29. Ooh, I know we can do better than that. Go to 19. This, we'll skip that. We'll push that little bit in there. Amen. Since we had this morning. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge are the depths broken up, and the clouds drop down dew. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound what? And what? Discretion. Now, isn't it strange? We talked about the wisdom of God this morning, and I want to talk to you tonight about a little bit of fear, that God doesn't want you to fear. Well, when you receive the wisdom of God, it will take all of your fear away. Say, wise people never fear. Say it one more time. Wise people never fear. You ought to have been hanging around God to know He's not going to let you down. You ought to have been, you've been around here long enough to know, hey, it might look like the sky's going to fall sometime, but it won't. Amen. God's going to come through. He's not going to let anything happen to you that He can't handle. Amen. He'll bring you out. Absolutely no harm to the righteous. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Wise people have no fear. Fools, I tell you what, foolish people fear. Why? They have a reason to. Amen. The people that hear God and hear the word of the God, guess what? They walk in boldness and confidence. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not what? Stumble. When thou lay down, thou shalt not be what? Afraid. Thy shall lay down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Some say, I'm about to get some real good sleep. Amen. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Didn't it funny? It says, if it comes. It didn't say if it comes. I tell you what, listen, the desolation of the wicked is coming whether you realize it or not. So don't you get afraid when they get their doomsday. Amen. Be not afraid of sudden fear. Amen. Neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. Somebody say, I will not even fear.
Fear.
He said, be not afraid of sudden fear.
Amen.
Somebody say, don't even be afraid of fear. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Somebody say, praise God. It needs some good scriptures. Thank God for it. I got one more for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Pray in the Holy Ghost, those of you that can. If you can't, you're on your way to hell. No, I'm joking. I tell you what, listen, Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 2. He that walketh in his uprighteousness feareth the Lord. Don't you become afraid of anybody but God. Say, I have a fear of God. I reverence God in all that I do. Whatever he says, I jump to it. Amen. I'm afraid not to obey God. Amen. It's much better to obey God. I tell you what, if you really start to fear God, you won't have any time to fear the devil or destruction. Amen. You're too busy fearing the word of God. Somebody, you know, I'd be afraid of the devil if I wasn't so concerned about what God said. Amen. Say, I'd rather obey God than anything else in your life. Amen. There are so many people that are tormented by fear because they refuse to fear God. Amen. Verse 26 says, in the fear of the Lord is what? Strong. Somebody say strong. Confidence. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Even in a day of destruction, even in a time of torment, guess what? In the fear, when you decide to fear God, what will you develop? Confidence. People that reverence God, they know, listen, I got everything right with God. Me and God are okay, so nothing else matters. So if you're lacking confidence tonight, fear and reverence God, and something supernaturally will start to happen on the inside of you. Guess what will happen? Amen. Confidence will come. So we say, I'm confident because I'm obeying God. I'm confident to step out in the things that God wants me to step out in solely because I obey and believe God. The fear of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. You might want to run. Hallelujah. Thank God. See who it is. Just hang up on them. Amen. Say, you should have been in church. You wouldn't need a call. Amen. Just tell them you have to call back. Praise God. Get it the phone. Hallelujah. All it takes is a mute. Somebody say amen. Amen. Just as easy as a mute. Been here for 3 years. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of what? Verse 27. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 27. The fear of the Lord is what? How many want to have life flowing outside of in you? Amen. And life more abundantly. Amen. So if you want to have a better life, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. I got a secret for you people. Everybody's dying. Everybody's marked. The devil comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you could see in the spirit, you see that little, you ever seen those people in those little movies where they got that little gun with the little red thing that beams out and they don't even know it? You know, there's a little beam on the center of their forehead. Everybody's marked for destruction. Who's not marked for destruction? Those that are under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. those that fear God and reverence God, guess what? They will be able to escape, amen, the snares of death. Somebody say amen. Only in the fear of God will you be able to escape death. Well, what do you mean death? Death can come to us in so many ways. Death of our dreams. Death of goals. Death of anointing. Amen. When people walk in pride, in all kind of pride, in self, you know, their own self-judgment, their own way, they refuse to bow down to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Guess what happens to them? Death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's time that we find out what God wants to do in our life and start to walk in that. Amen? And start to fear God. Listen, get the wisdom of God. Find out what the will of God is for your life and be bold enough, be strong enough to believe that there is a God and start to obey Him. When are we going to start to obey God and really start to live? When are we going to really start to obey God and start to live? You know what? That's the only way that we're going to survive in this last day, in this last hour. Amen. By finding out what God wants to do with us and how He wants to do it and becoming obedient to it. Amen. Whenever you hear somebody say, my life is just so miserable, somebody say, obey God. Obey God. God doesn't foot every bill. God doesn't finance every plan. God prospers His plan. And if you want to be a part of prosperity, find out what is His plan and get with it. And God will take care of it. Somebody say hallelujah. And the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Somebody say, I have strong confidence. Don't worry about it. Amen. And His children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from, amen, the snares of death. Why don't you stand up and we'll pray right now. Why don't you stand up right where you are. Hallelujah. Say, I will not fear. No matter what happens, I will have total confidence. I will rely upon the presence of the Holy Ghost and the wisdom of God. This week, say this week, I'm confident that God is going to come through for me. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what the devil tries to pull off. I will not be afraid. I know the will of God is that I might be able to have an expected end. God's got a plan for me. Hallelujah. A plan to do me good and not to do me harm. He's got a plan of healing. He's got a plan of life. And that life more abundantly. I reverence God. And if I put God first, the Bible says, if I seek Him and put Him first, acknowledge Him, He'll direct my steps. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. Thank God. Hallelujah. Say, I choose to fear and reverence God. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, you people are good tonight. Wasn't that good? Amen. Tomorrow morning, amen, it's Monday morning, hallelujah. Tomorrow morning, Monday morning, you're going to go to work with supernatural confidence and supernatural boldness, amen. Hallelujah. And you're going to prosper and you're going to reign. Don't forget on Wednesday night we have church. Somebody say praise the Lord for church on Wednesday night. Wednesday night we got church, starts at 8 o'clock. Don't forget, it starts at 8 o'clock. Friday night we have Holy Ghost meeting. It starts at 8 o'clock. Thursday morning, amen, at 10:30, we have New Testament survey. Praise the Lord. Friday morning at 11 o'clock, we have the first Watering Word Seed class. Amen. And what Watering Word Seed, and if you want to go to Watering Word Seed class, make sure you either go to the website or go get the Love, the More Excellent Way CD, and study it before you go. Amen. And be a part of it. Did y'all? I enjoyed being with y'all tonight. Amen. I'm finished. I think that's good enough. Somebody say, what's the word tonight? Don't be afraid. If you fear God, you won't have time to fear the devil. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So y'all be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the power of his might in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Put on some good music. Somebody say, I rejoice.
Amen. I rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.